This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here for the next few hours to answer all your gardening questions. We do have a call online, and coming up at 7:30, we have Karen from Natural Alternative coming. So, I'm going to try to answer a few calls now because at 8 o'clock I am going to be taking off for a couple hours. I apologize. Probably the last Sunday for a while here. Anyways, I want to go right into the lines. Nathan, who we got on the line?
TJ's in York Village, Maine.
TJ, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
A long-time caller.
Yeah.
I've talked to you from Florida. I've talked to you from New Hampshire. And I was the one with, they call me the plant man. I was lived at a elderly retirement home. And all these people would come with dead plants to me and try to resurrect them. It was like, a plant Jesus. I don't know what I wanted to call myself, but I tried my best. It was a lot of fun talking to you. And now I'm back up in New England in a beautiful York Village. And you've been talking about things, and everybody's got to bring their plants inside, correct?
Yeah, start getting them in there, definitely.
Well, I was a proud owner of a I Like Impatiens, and they're annuals. That's the reason they're and called annuals. And you had told me years ago to bring it inside, see what happens. And it grew for 3 years.
Wow.
In the window, sunny window. It would not die. And I was like, ha-ha, I baked it out. And then in the spring, summer, I kept it in a pot this time and left it outside and brought it out. And the darn thing didn't want to go away. And I liked that. So there are tricks to the trade of taking this pretty money you paid for pretty plants that you can give it a try. It's well worth it, I think.
Oh, definitely. And it doesn't just sit there to, impatience like that. There are actually, some of these there's even vegetables you could do this with, right? Like a tomato plant. If you can bring it in early enough, you can actually keep it going. We had a listener a few years ago that has a greenhouse that it's not heated, but it doesn't really get below freezing. And he keeps tomatoes in the greenhouse most of the winter, right? So it can be done in New England. And it just, it's all different ways of doing it. It's not just about, it's not just about keeping the house plants that way.
Right. That's true. Vegetables will do it. It's also where you live, and I not have a greenhouse. We just had two bright, sunny windows, and with the declination of the sun in the winter up in New England, there's not much there to do it. We live
definitely
on the third floor. I live on the second floor in fall. I went out for my morning coffee this morning, and my, what a culture shock of the 30-mile sustained winds, and it's about 45 degrees.
Yeah, it's interesting because earlier in the week we had real warm weather, and now it's definitely cold, and so our plants are starting to notice that. Your tropical house plants this time of year, you definitely probably should start bringing in right? It's waiting right now on some of the cutting on the perennials that are going to stay outdoors, right? The stuff that's coming indoors, we're probably at that point where we really should start bringing them in at night. A lot of the temperatures in the high 30s, low 40s. Your tropical houseplants really don't want to drop below 50. At that point, that's when they start seeing some issues. So a lot of your tropicals are coming in, and a lot of your annuals, right? So this is the time frame, if you're going to do the bring the impatience in, we're really getting there, too.
And it's like plants are like humans in more ways than one, but it's called, the word is acclimation. Today's Sunday word is acclimation. I had to put on a sweatshirt and a hat this morning. I haven't done that for 6-7 months, so acclimation.
Definitely.
Anyway, the dry heat I told about, the cinnamon sticks, cloves, and orange peels reminds me of my grandmother and my mother. If you have radiant heat, like I do, where it's old-style water forced heat, not forced hot water heat, there's a difference. It gives them a moisture and air, humidity, and also it makes the place smell so nice.
Definitely. And, you know, you hit on it. You've heard me talk probably over the winter months of the humidity around your plants is key. It is huge for you to have, especially around your tropical plants. They love the humidity, and it's there to help them thrive and survive.
Correct.
So it's definitely, you know, if you can have little tricks like that to even add some of the nice smell to it, you know, might as well, right? Because they're going to be there for a while. They're going to be there for a few months. And sooner than later, I mean, you're probably talking like half the year, you know, 5-6 months.
I will, yeah. Well, I've never lived in York Village, Maine. I lived in New Hampshire, but darn near you at Mass, and here it's pretty much the same.
Yeah, pretty close, except the ocean
Maine.
Breeze, yeah.
Places like Caribou and all that, yeah, they're wicked cold. That's okay. I got it. I've been there, and it's like, why would you live there? Okay, but the dry heat is really fun. Your stove pot, an old pan, whatever can fit, and let it do its thing. The last thing I have, my friend, and I appreciate you letting me on the line.
Yeah.
Nathan is a very nice screener, and he remembered my voice, which a lot of people do. It's like, oh, I remember you. I had a new friend. I just moved into this place. It's subsidizing housing, but it's better than a tent, okay? And things have gone a little sour. But and when it goes there, you meet different people. And I met this nicest lady 4 weeks ago. She moved in, down and out. She's okay. She's my age. Super, super nice. And she had to go to the hospital for surgery. And it concerned me, and I've only met her for less than a month. And I went across the street to the flower store, which happens to be right there, and I said, I don't want to get cut flowers because they die. I'd rather this. And she goes, here, I got some. And I've never seen this plant before. It's called a friendship plant, that other names. Have you heard of this one?
Now, describe it to me. I have. I'm just thinking.
It looks like a, it's not a money tree, but it's a plant. It's got silver dollars.
Oh, the
they call it something other than that.
It's a pilea. It's
pilea.
Say it's got like circular, almost like silver dollar size.
How I can
leaves.
Explain it?
Yeah,
yeah. It's almost like a money tree. By the way, speaking of money trees, my parents said money doesn't go on trees.
Yeah.
And the other day, I went to the bank. I go, how come you guys call them branches? Anyway, that's your joke. Sorry.
That's all
good. It just happened. Okay. But the friendship plant, so I gave it to her, and she explained that you let it grow about 3 weeks or so, and, I mean, it will get not crazy, but you cut off, you just plug it into the dirt, and you give it to somebody else, and it goes on and on and on. So pretty cool little gift if you don't know what to do. I just received mine in a Buddha vase. That the one I gave her 3-4 weeks ago, she just returned one of the clippings for me to just stick in the dirt, in the soil, nice soil, and here it's going crazy. So
yeah,
anyway, the friendship plant is the number one in my book for winter presents or gifts.
It's definitely a good little plant there, easily propagated.
Thank you.
Keep it in mind. It doesn't really have any pest problems really much, but just keep an eye out for spider mites, aphids, or like mealybugs. They shouldn't have it, especially with the cuttings coming so often. But just keep that in mind. It's just something to think about with those guys.
I appreciate your knowledge. That's why I called. Sometimes we can share knowledge.
Definitely.
I got two friends. I just moved in this place, and they know who I am. And we got these little flies coming out of the dirt and the soil. I'm like, well, a lot of it comes from the manufacturers, from what I've heard.
So they're fungus gnats.
Oh, great, great word. Really? Can't you make it sound better? Okay, fungus gnat.
Yeah, so the fungus gnats are soil-borne. So when they're flying, they've laid eggs in the soil. So in Maine, you should still be able to get it, but to take care of it, you need a systemic, insecticide. From Bonide, they have one called, systemic houseplant. You need to use that plus spray with neem oil. That's your best way to get rid of those guys.
Buddy, I hear the music, and guess what I've been using is cinnamon powder. Check
perfect.
That one out.
All right. Have a great one.
To talk to you.
You too. Bye bye.
Your lovely tree attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We do have a call on the line, so I want to get right to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Marianne's in Ipswich.
Marianne, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I have a couple of questions.
Sure.
Is it too late to divide and transplant iris?
No. You can do that.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so Ipswich, yeah, I mean, you haven't gotten a heavy frost yet. By
no.
any means.
No.
So I think you're pretty good to do that. And I think you still have a few weeks left to do it.
Perfect, because I have a lot to do.
Yeah, so when you're doing it, just make sure you cut the leaves back. You kind of cut them back to about 6-8 inches, but you kind of cut them at like a angle on either side.
Yeah,
so you've done it before, so you know what to do, but it's definitely, you got some time to do it.
Perfect. And I have one more question. Some of my dahlias, the leaves are turning brown and crinkly. Is that a fungus? Oh, it is. Okay.
Probably not, to be honest with you. We're getting to, the temperatures are going up and down, right? And so our plants are starting to see some of that. I would think at this time of year, I wouldn't really worry about it. If they're getting, is it just like the edges that are turning, or is it the whole leaf?
It's the whole leaf, and it's mostly on the bottom, but some of them are affected, you know, like almost the whole plant is turning brown and the leaves are just falling off.
You know, it could be related to the moisture in the ground, and when it rains, the moisture, the water hitting the ground and popping back up onto leaves, then the sun hitting it, causing this to happen, you know, too much moisture in there could be a fungus, obviously, but it's not going to go back into the dahlia, especially it's, you know, sounds like you know what you're doing when it comes to plants, so the dahlias you're probably going to dig up this year, I'd assume.
And
then,
ask you if that would affect the storage.
It shouldn't affect the storage, because at the end of the day, we're going to cut most of the leaves off the stem down, right? You're just going to store the rhizome. So what I would do is, because it's done that, a lot of the energy has started to focus its way back down to the rhizomes.
Mm-hmm.
You could probably start getting those ready, start that process that you always do of getting them ready to be stored for the winter.
Yes, I dug up some of them now, and some of the tubers are mushy, so obviously I got rid of those. So I assumed it was the water because they kind of planted downhill, so
yeah.
That's where the water congregates. So it's a wet summer.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's from that. So what I would just make sure is, you know, as you've already done, if they're mushy, get rid of them. But if they're starting to be mushy, what you're going to want to do is maybe put them out on, like, the driveway for a couple days to just allow everything to dry out. And maybe it's soft because it's just been so wet. And maybe by putting it in the sun, letting it dry out, it might pop back a little bit. You know, obviously the ones that are really mushy that you can put your fingers through, that's not worth it. But I don't want you to look at some of them that could be really, you know, wet.
Mm-hmm.
That could jump back for you and be fine. So
All right. And do you suggest dividing them in the fall or the spring?
Probably in the spring. Especially the ones that you've had, it has the overwintering months to get ready for the next season. So it's all going to depend on the size of the tuber too. Once it gets really big, you know, obviously that's what you're going to want to do, but it's going to be in the spring because it's going to have all season to bounce back. Whereas if we cut it back now, it's going to want to rejuvenate itself, but if it's out of the soil or it's in just peat moss, it's not going to have that chance to do it as much, right?
Right. Because I've heard both. I've always done it in the spring, but I've heard, you know, you could do both, but it's good to know that I've been doing something right.
Yeah, I like to do it in the spring because of the fact that I have that whole season for it to grow, whereas if I cut it in the fall and then I just store it, I'm not seeing anything from it, and I just don't feel like I'm getting the right energy from it. So I would do it in the spring. All right?
Sounds perfect. Perfect. Thanks for your time.
Awesome, Marianne. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too now.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take a break when we get back. Karen from Natural Alternatives. See you in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
USA News Update. During a campaign rally in Iowa over the weekend, former President Trump spoke about the recent Hamas terrorist attack in Israel.
The Israeli attack was made because we are perceived as being weak and ineffective and with a weak leader.
After an overnight attack by the Hamas militant group left hundreds dead, Trump spoke at an event in Iowa claiming that American taxpayer dollars helped fund the attacks. At least 100 people are dead after two powerful earthquakes hit Afghanistan. Two 6.3 magnitude earthquakes struck western Afghanistan late Saturday morning. As many as 100 people have been killed in eight villages, with hundreds more injured, and thousands have been displaced after their houses crumbled in the quake. The Powerball jackpot is the third largest ever in lottery history. After Saturday's drawing didn't yield a winner, that means the next drawing is worth $1.5 billion. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Joining us now is Karen from Natural Alternative. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. Enjoying this fall weather.
Yeah, it finally is starting to feel like fall. And we can start doing some of those fall activities, fall everything.
Yeah.
And this is the time... you should be putting down a fall/winter type fertilizer, right?
That is correct. And like you're talking, the weather is getting cooler. Even though the air is cooler, the sun is still warm, so it's still heating up that soil. Excuse me. So I think we're all loving these temperatures, and I know our lawns definitely are. And hopefully now your lawn has recovered from the summer, and it's beginning to prepare itself for winter. Excuse me. Fertilizing your lawn in the fall is going to help to rebuild its root system after any summer damage, and it's going to help to restore the nutrients in the soil. Natural Alternatives Fall Fertilizer will help to ensure that the soil and the grass roots are full of nutrients to prepare the lawn as the cooler temperatures are coming. And the fall fertilizer can be put down now. So if you have it, if you bought our full program, you can go ahead and get it put down now. And there's still time to order. If you order from our website at natural-alternative.com, we'll get it shipped out to you. And you will get that within a few days. And then in 6 weeks, you can apply the winter fertilizer. And the fall and winter fertilizers are so important because they're restoring your lawn, but they're also preparing it for the winter months. The winter months, the winter fertilizer is providing the carbohydrates your lawn needs to get through the winter into the spring. So when the spring comes around, your lawn is waking up and it's not starved. It has the nutrients that are in the soil that you're providing by applying the winter fertilizer now. So it's going to be ready and it's going to recover from the winter quickly. So each natural alternative fertilizer is designed specifically for what the lawn needs during each season. And this is going to help your lawn stand out from the others. It's going to help it also recover from stress. And as a reminder, as we're all preparing for winter, try to remember that as the leaves and the sticks come down from your trees, try to pick these up and so that way they're not congregating in a certain area. And this is going to help to avoid dead spots once the rain, snow, and ice can pile on and pack down on your grass. So we definitely want to try to get those up so that you don't have bare spots once the spring comes around.
Definitely, something to be thinking about, right, is right now is not the last fertilization. And we've been talking about this for a number of years and trying to get it out there because that fifth application is almost as important, in my opinion, as your first application.
Yes, they're very important. Your lawn needs, it's like bears going into hibernation. You need to build up its carbohydrates so that, you know, it's feeding itself and it's getting through to the spring. And that's going to be important once the spring hits and we're waking up.
Definitely. I like that analogy of the bear hibernating for winter. That hits the right way. Yeah. Now, let's talk about, because a lot of people are overseeding this fall, let's talk about some of the care for those newly seeded lawns.
Sure. So many of us have overseeded our lawns, or if you've had any sort of areas where you needed to fill in, if you've had bare dirt or something, a lot of us have overseeded and seeded our lawns. And we might be wondering, you know, when can I mow? When am I going to see the new grass plants, and how often should I water? So we get these questions a lot, and this is a good time to talk about that. So we always suggest to wait at least 2 weeks before mowing from the time you put your seed down. And the longer you wait to mow, the better. But you don't want to wait too long because you don't want your lawn to become overgrown, as the new seedlings are going to need sunlight to continue their growth. So you want to make sure, you know, to wait a little bit, get some of that grass to start to germinate. And when you do mow, we talk about this a lot, it's so important to use a sharp, clean mower blade. You want those blades sharp because if you don't have them sharp, you're going to injure the grass plants, and that's where disease can set in. So you always want to make sure your mower blades are sharp. And we always recommend keeping an extra set around so that you can switch them out and get the others sharpened as you're, when you switch those out. Always keep them clean because if you've mowed your neighbor's yard or something and they might have a disease issue going on, that can come into your lawn. So you want to make sure to keep sharp, clean mower blades. And then when you're watering, you want to water deeply but infrequently. And this is going to ensure long roots to aid with survival during seasonal changes. So we recommend watering basically 30 minutes every 3 to 4 days, depending on the weather in your area. So if you're getting rain because it's cooler now and some of the storms are coming in, you may not need to water every 3 to 4 days. But if you're still kind of dry, you want to make sure that soil is kept moist. You don't want it overly wet. You don't want it overly dry, but you kind of want it into like a Play-Doh-type texture so that the seed can still germinate. And you should see germination in 2 to 4 weeks, depending on what type of seed you bought. And if you have leftover seed, that's great. You can use it in the spring for any bare spots that might come down from, like we talked about earlier, leaves being left on your lawn. And those bare spots are a good opportunity for weeds to pop up. So you definitely want to get some seed put down in those areas to prevent the weeds from coming up. And again, you'll have that seed left over that you used this fall. And so you're using the same seed, so you've got a consistent look throughout your lawn.
Definitely is key to making sure that, getting that seed down now and, again, making sure it takes over some of those weeds as they go into those dormant stages.
Yeah.
So I talked about it first thing this morning. You know, I am seeing mosquitoes everywhere still, right?
Wow.
The mosquitoes in my area, we've had so much rain. We were out there the other day, and there were mosquitoes out there, which I know then means there's still ticks everywhere. So, as always, you're kind of like, all right, I'm done applying what I need to apply, right? But we still need to do that, and I think we need to do it until the ground freezes, correct?
That's correct. So, like you said, it's not too late to start thinking about mosquitoes and ticks. And mosquitoes, while they function best at 80 degrees, they're still going to be active until around 50 degrees, and they'll eventually die. So if you're in those warmer areas, you may still have the mosquitoes interfering with your outside activities. Ticks are still active, and they're active anytime temperatures are above freezing. But they will survive the winter in a variety of ways, including latching onto a host. So if you're outside working or your kids or your pets, just make sure you check them when coming in, because you don't want to bring a tick inside with you. So that's why it's very important to continue to treat your lawn with natural alternatives, mosquito, flea, and tick control. This product is in a bottle that will cover 10,000 square feet, and it comes in an easy-to-apply applicator. So it's something you simply attach to your hose, and you can easily treat your lawn, your shrubs, your mulch areas. It's organic. It's made from cedar oil and peppermint oil. So it's safe for pollinators. It's safe for your pets and your family. So given the time of the year we're in, you'll probably need one more treatment to help control these pests. And like I said earlier, if you're in or outside working, especially when you're working around raking up those leaves, or if your dog's out running through them, make sure that you do a thorough check to remove any ticks, because you definitely don't want to bring those in with you. And some of those ticks are so tiny, they're hard to spot.
Yeah, I've had in the past, all the way into mid-November when it was cool out, warm out, ticks on the dog as they come in. So I know they're out there, know they're still happening. So it doesn't mean just because it's a certain date that you need to finish, using a product, right? It used to be that way. The temperatures used to be a little bit cooler going into now, but not so much any longer. Now, I want to save Protolizer for the next segment, but okay. I want to talk about the October Lawn and Garden Checklist. I know you have some information on the Know and Grow Library, but these are just things, while we have a couple minutes, I'd just love for you to talk about.
Sure. So we were talking earlier about mowing when you're seeding and so forth. So, getting into that point, with your lawn, some people like to mow them short, and it's important to mow your lawn still at like a high cut, like 3.5 to 4 inches when mowing, because your lawn is still actively growing and it's taking in nutrients. So we don't want to take away the plant's fuel source. So continue to mow at 3.5 to 4 inches up until like your last mowing of the year. Mowing short will take away the plant's ability to produce food, so we want to make sure that you're mowing at the right height now, and then as you get to the last mow, then you can cut it back a little bit. Some of the things on our October checklist are making sure your mower blades are sharp and clean, like we talked about earlier. You want to make sure you have an extra set to keep on hand. You want to make sure that your tools are ready for next spring, so get them clean. Make sure that there's no rust on them. I believe you said your father uses WD-40 to keep them from getting rust. So this is very important. It's like kind of like gray tape fixes everything. And I know we don't want to think about snow, but it is coming, so make sure your snow shovels are accessible. If you have a snow blower, make sure it's in good working condition. Clean the filters, make sure the gas that you have in there is good, it's been clean, and have extra cotter pins on hand for those snow blowers. Those are really important. And you can find our October checklist at the bottom of our Know and Grow Library, and that is on our website at www.natural-alternative.com. And if you can't find it, if you have questions about some of the stuff that's on our website, feel free to give us a call at 888-546-5941, and we'll be glad to help you navigate through the website and answer your questions.
Definitely great information there. I always joke about, a few months ago, talking about getting the snowblower out, and and start it up, make sure it works so you can get it done early. But this is definitely go time for that. Make sure it's good to go, because you could do what I did last year. Tell everybody to do that, then not do it, and then use the snowblower on the first storm, and it doesn't start because I didn't do what I tell everybody else to do. So definitely listen to do it right now. Anyways, we're going to take a break here. When we get back, we're going to talk about Protolizer. Give it some time to really discuss it, because as I said, we could sit here and talk about it for hours upon hours. It's that much of a all-purpose type product here. So stay tuned for that. We're going to take a break. We are with Karen from Natural Alternative. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which Spinosad? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Right now we are joined by Karen from Natural Alternative. And wanted to give a good amount of time to talk about protolyzer. So, you know, a lot of you know what protolyzer is, but I think the amount of uses, and especially going into the winter now, this is something that we should take advantage of.
Absolutely. And protolyzer is a great product to have on hand, regardless of what time of the year you're in. So if you're in spring planting, it's a great thing to have to mix with your soil when you're planting. If the summer heat is stressing out your plants, it's a good time to use fertilizer. Excuse me. You can use it when you're planting fall bulbs and you're trying to keep your mums looking full and robust, or during the winter months once you've brought your plants indoors, because plants go through stress when there's changes in environment. So the fertilizer is going to help your plants reduce the stress they're going through when your heat's kicking on and kicking off because the air gets drier. So fertilizer is what we call our plant warrior. It's not a fertilizer. It's billions of beneficial soil microbes. So it acts like vitamins and probiotics for your plants. It's going to help to keep them healthier. It works with the nutrients in your soil, and it helps to absorb them. It's 100% organic, and it's OMRI listed. So when you have your fertilizer mixed in with your soil, or if you're watering it in, they're going to look for those nutrients. They're going to make those nutrients readily available, and they're going to get them into the plant so the plant can use them. So they're not just sitting in the soil. They're not being wasted. They're being used. So now that we talked about, you know, many of us are bringing in your plants, this is an excellent time to be using it. And you want to make sure that you're using it once every 4 weeks. If your plants are showing stress, you can use it once every 2 weeks, until your plant starts to get healthier again. So it's an easy product. It's a powder substance, so you can mix a tablespoon with a gallon of water and just use it on your plants you have indoors. If you're still feeding outside, you can use it on the plants outside. I use it, you know, religiously on my garden every year. And the amount of the little tiny root hairs that I've seen on my roots when I've pulled them up, it's incredible. So it is definitely a great product. It helps colonize around those roots, and it's going to protect that plant from the stress that, you know, sometimes you get pathogens in the soil, and it's going to help to protect those pathogens from attacking the plant. Sometimes they'll eat the pathogens, or they'll eat the food source that the pathogens are feeding on. So it's a great product. We have it in a 6-ounce container and a 4-pound container. So if you use a lot, if you have a lot of gardens, a lot of ornamental plants, that 4-pound container might be your best option. That's something that I use, and I'll go through a 4-pound container probably every 2 years, maybe every 2 to 3 years. And if you're looking to order this, you can find it on our website at natural-alternative.com, and it's found under our grow section. So it's with our plant food. So like I said, it's not a fertilizer. It doesn't provide the nutrients, but if you have nutrients in the soil, it's going to make them easy to be absorbed by the plant.
Definitely such a great product to have and just, you know, kind of keep around with the plants. And, you know, it's just one of those things that it has so many uses, you just never know when you're going to need it. So having it throughout the year is definitely perfect, like you described. Great product, great everything about it. Definitely highly recommend having it in your tool bag when it comes to the garden.
Absolutely. It's a good product. And I do want to mention, we were talking about our Know and Grow library earlier. If somebody's looking for a great recipe for a dessert, under the section where it says eat what you grow, there's a delicious recipe for pumpkin bars. They're very moist. They have cream cheese icing on it, and they're delicious. One of our managers makes those frequently and brings them in. So everybody at our office loves them when they show up on the front desk. So
awesome.
That out.
That's great. I appreciate that. Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate everything.
Oh, you're welcome, Patrick. You have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, so it's going to wrap me up for today. I am going to be back next week, full show. I'm going to be out, so until next week, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll have a couple hours of old shows right now.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.